In the name of Jesus, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you expect to receive from God on the day of our Lord's reappearing? What do you expect our Lord Jesus Christ to say to you? Will it be, "Depart from me, you wicked, I do not know you"? Or will it be, "Welcome, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom that has been prepared for you before the foundation of the world"? Will it be, "Get out of my sight, I never knew you"? Or will it be, "Enter thou into thy rest, thou good and faithful servant"? In Christ Jesus, we need have no question about what the Lord will say to us on that day of his reappearing. For indeed, he has already spoken his word of forgiveness and salvation to us. He claimed us as his beloved sons and daughters in holy baptism. We were wrapped in the righteousness of Christ. We have put on the armor of light in our baptism, and thus we are to continue to do so. As Luther put it, we are to live lives of daily contrition and repentance. And as the epistle reading for this evening says, we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says that all who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In other words, are clothed with Christ and his righteousness. Now, that's important. That's essential. Because if we seek to appear before God in any goodness we try to claim for ourselves, we will hear those words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." But God has done in Christ Jesus through the gospel everything necessary for our salvation. He has accomplished all things. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," shortly before his death, before he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And thus it is with us, because Jesus has finished the work of our salvation. We can commend ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, into the hands of our Heavenly Father. Now, we do that every evening as we prepare for bed. As I said, a sermon a couple of weeks ago, when you're in bed, you aren't, and asleep, you aren't in control of anything. You don't know what's going on in the world unless maybe your spouse snores and, you know, keeps you awake. But you have no control over the world. Indeed, we don't have much of control over the world at all, even our own private worlds. But we commit ourselves every evening into the hands of a gracious and merciful God. Again, the God that gave his Son for us. The God that gave his Son for you. At the end of the day, just as at the beginning of the day, the Lord God is with you, just as he is throughout the day, in his Son, Jesus Christ, your Savior. Now, one day, I think you all know this, but I don't want to startle anyone. One day, we all shall die. One day, we shall be commended and commend ourselves into the hands of the Lord God. We will lay down in the sleep of death. And we will be put to rest in the earth, or maybe used to roast marshmallows. But we will be commended into the hand of the Lord God, body, soul, and spirit. What we do as Christians is to prepare for death every night when we go to sleep. In the New Testament, death for the Christian is referred to as falling asleep. We fall asleep in Christ. And again, we do this not merely at the end of our lives, but every night when we prepare for bed, when we prepare to go to sleep. I don't want you to know your routine to get ready for bed, but I doubt any of you goes out and mows the yard or slops the hogs, goes out and runs a marathon or rolls around in the backyard or anything like that. Maybe your pets do, but I doubt any of you do. Maybe you take a shower. You brush your teeth, I hope, and wash your face. Maybe, probably. You go through your normal bedtime routine. And that's what Paul urges us to do in this epistle reading, to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. He says, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, the sleep of unbelief, the sleep of indifference, the sleep of ho-hum, it's more of the same, because salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. Now, indeed, you are saved in Christ, but the ultimate realization of that salvation has yet to appear. But it's closer than it was this morning, the day of Christ reappearing. It's closer than it was as we were eating this evening. Christ's return is the next event on God's schedule, God's timetable of our salvation. And we look forward to that day. We live lives that are the rejection of what Paul speaks against in the epistle. We walk properly as in the daytime, for Christ, the daylight, the morning star, has shone upon us. We don't live in orgies and drunkenness, in sexual immorality and sensuality, in quarreling and jealousy, because we have put on Christ. We have been washed in His blood. We have been clothed in the perfectly white robe of His righteousness. And on account of that, we can greet the day of His reappearing with confidence. We can long for that day. We can even long for the time when we depart this body and enter into the presence of the triune God, because God has sent His Son for you, and His Son is present for you. The triune God is present for you, even this evening, as we are gathered as those who have been baptized into Christ. So, the day of your salvation, salvation is nearer to you than when you first believed. And so, with all the church, we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.